It's the one and only Africa Allah and the B-Team DJs by Playmass Dr. Day. Get familiar.
It's the one and only Africa Allah, and you are now tuned in to another episode of Being Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmass Dr. Day. Today, before we get into the topic, I want to say thank you. Thank you all for being a part of our community and having us here with you for the last 18 years. We celebrate 18 years in operation, producing and delivering podcasts and new media products. But without any further ado, I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, the Mix of Vibes.
You heard the whistle, it's official. Back in this joint again. First of all, we'd like to thank all of our supporters, all of our subscribers. We'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to say thank you for hip-hop, for making it possible, for opening up lanes for me and Africa Allah to do what we do best. Now, today's topic, we're talking about domestic abuse. This is a topic that's not, it's not a new topic, be it the community and also be it in the realm of the music industry, be it hip-hop, entertainment industry. I'll just say entertainment in general. It's crazy because you see so many stories of it. We can go back to from Dr. Dre. Everybody's seeing the TLC story about what happened with Michelle. That's not new news. All the way to some of the, even the pioneers, even with Melly Mel, he, after his arrest, domestic abuse arrest at the BET Awards in LA. That's another one that people talk about. We can even go from even our fame, even from some of our top rappers today, Cardi B, she talked about that domestic abuse when she was stripping, when things happened, and that's why she created a hard exterior, and so many more different artists and entertainers. You've heard stories, more stories, all the way from singers, from Katie Michelle, all the way to actresses, to Halle Berry. She allegedly, they said that she was, when she was filming with Spike Lee, she was caught red-handed. I guess this was her Hot Girl Summer days, where she was having sex with Wesley Snipes, and allegedly they said it was, I'm not sure if it's, I think it was, say it was allegedly, I would say allegedly, Christopher Williams that came in, and they got into a big scuffle, and he hit her so hard she was deaf in one of her ears.
Wow.
All the way down to, we've heard about the story with even, I'm pretty sure you heard about the, it was, this happened maybe about a couple years ago, about rapper T.I. And his wife was caught with sexual allegations from it was like a few string of girls that they said they were supposed to be talking to and messing with, and they was assaulting them and filming them on video allegedly on video camera. I'm saying, so my point is, this is something that's been going on for time and time again. You hear stories like this all the time, and this is the thing. It's crazy because it's been a toxic mentality and a community that's caused some of these things. I don't know how many times have you heard, because I've had friends I've seen deal with domestic abuse. Some of them were married, some of them was, or even some of them talking to. Matter of fact, I can tell you, I had a good friend of mine growing up, and she was talking to a guy. You know, it was just something off about this guy. I mean, you knew what was going on. You ever have one of those friends that's like super, super possessive? Matter of fact, have you ever had one of those possessive men in your life?
I've had one experience with domestic violence.
Okay.
And a possible second, which did not happen because I'd already had that first one. And I was like, nah, that's not happening.
Well, let me tell you, the reason why I said that and I asked you is because so many women find this relatable, because I know it's somewhere in somebody in your life. Because even as a man, I've had women who've been crazy, who's like, oh, who are you talking to? Da, 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 da. So I know that this isn't just a female issue. Male, it's actually some men who are getting beat. And it's so crazy. You see so many men who have had domestic abuse cases against them. But with men, we don't speak about it. A lot of times you see men that are going through it because if you're taught as a man not to hit a woman. Some of those women take advantage of that and hit some men. I've seen it. I've heard about stories like that. This is, domestic abuse is not new, but it's something that needs to be discussed because it's still going on. There are people still getting killed over this thing. And you see it so much, especially, I was saying, in the urban communities, because a lot of times there's a lot of bravado. And you see people who actually take relationships and use it as we're now property. I'm pretty sure you've heard the term. That's my girl. That's my man. And people, and you see people use people as property. Well, see, the problem with that is that caused a lot of domestic abuse. It's a lot of cases have been stimulated because a lot of people don't know the signs, okay? People don't look at the signs. They don't see it. And you'll see it. And I'll tell you, just for those who do not listen, I want to tell a few signs so people can see what's going on. If you have a partner that always telling you can't do anything right, red flag. Shows extreme jealousy of your friends or don't want you or try to separate you from your friends and family. Start looking out for that. Keeps you discouraged from doing, let's say you may have a dream or you excel in something or if you're into anything that showcases your body or you may be body positive. And I'm not talking about extreme cases of strippers. I mean, like, you can have one a form-fitting dress. Oh, you can't wear this. Certain things like that may start off. But it's again, for that too, that's right time and place. You guys use your discretion. I'm not talking about everyday dress. I'm talking about when people take it to the extreme. Insults and demeanors, people who shame and put you down. Got to watch it because a lot of times those are some red flags that people never pay attention to. People who try to control. Like if you live in you're in a relationship and you're married or you're living with somebody and they're trying to control everything you do. Oh, I don't like you. Can't put that on. You can't go outside with that. Oh, you try to buy something with your own money. And they say, no, we can't afford it. And it's your money. And they're stopping and they try to control every penny in the household. You want to look for that. If they take money or refuse to give you money for necessary expenses, red flag. You feel like you can't say certain things because your fear of repercussion. That's another red flag. A lot of people don't pay attention to that. People, like I said earlier, if they control who you see, where you go, or what you do, pay attention to that. Preventing you from making your own decisions. Pay attention. Tell you that you're a bad parent or threaten to harm you or take away your children or try to use leverage against you. And I would say bad leverage. A lot of times when I say bad leverage, I'm talking about they'll use your past or whatever your insecurity is against you. That type of thing. You got to watch out for that. People who try to destroy your property or threaten or hurt and kill you. Like every time you disagree with them or something, you know, they're slashing your tires, they're busting your windows, or they're starting up. And you start seeing these signs early on in a relationship. Run for the freaking hills. I'll give you another one. If they intimidate you, I hear this all the time. You don't know how many times I've heard women, I mean, and they're in real bad relationships. I mean, with a guy just, you know, broke their arm. They had to get surgery. So, and they're like, oh, but you know, I can't leave because if I leave, he said he'll kill me. And you better start seeking help ASAP immediately. So if somebody I'm talking about, any signs, you seeing it and you're listening to this show, please seek help. Please seek help because the biggest thing narcissists love to do, all abusers are narcissists, but the biggest thing that narcissists like to do is isolate their victims. So, because when you're by yourself, you're by yourself and they can get away with murder. They can do things. They can intimidate you. They can do more stuff. And a lot of them, I'm going to tell you something. Most of these abusers have records. A lot of them. So if you're listening and you got a bad boy who you know them beat up, I don't mean people, his ex-baby mama, 12 of the people that you heard about. Do not get involved with these type of people because you're not going to change them. A lot of times people, they'll say, oh, I've heard the abusers always say that, hey, I didn't mean to do it. I was just upset or this happened. You've seen this on countless TV shows, movies, on different. Matter of fact, there was an episode, I'll never forget, a Penny on Good Times. Do you remember the episode?
Yes.
When Janet Jackson got burnt by her mom?
By her mother, yes. And that's when Thelma took her in.
Yes. Yes. And that's when Thelma took her in because she's seen that. But the thing about it is that's so common. There's a lot of kids that's victimized. And when I used to work in the school system, I used to be a bus aide and substitute teacher back in the days, something you probably didn't know. When I did that, it was so crazy how we was taught to look for the signs. But some people didn't even intervene, didn't think it was important enough. And I know it was a one girl that I'm not going to put the incident, but it was a young lady I saw with domestic abuse. And it was crazy because it was by her father. So it's not a sex thing. There are women and both men to do domestic abuse. So this is not about a sex thing. This is about a mentality thing. So people, please be careful and pay attention to that.
When we talk about domestic violence, again, you said it, that men experience domestic violence.
We do.
The actual number is 1 in 6 men and 1 in 4 women will be victims of domestic abuse in their lifetime, of domestic abuse crimes recorded. Now, keep in mind, most people don't report domestic abuse, both male and female, but 25% were committed against men, and only 4.7% of the victims of domestic abuse were being supported by local domestic abuse services. So that tells you, even though 25% have been reported, only 4.7% are supported by domestic abuse services in the community.
Of course.
Because they don't want to tell.
Because people make fun of stuff like that. Okay, and this is relevant, but it's not domestic, but it's kind of the same thing. But even like with Terry Crews for the sexual assault, okay, you remember when he was playing, going for a role and someone sexually assaulted him, and then when he spoke on it, they joked about it. And the reason why I brought that up is because that's why so many men fear of speaking up on it. Even with R. Kelly. R. Kelly said he was raped by his stepmom and his sisters, and he was constantly abused as a young boy, and they didn't even bat an eye. It wasn't even a concern. So it's scary because when it comes to men, we are not the usual suspects as victims of domestic abuse. Like you said, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been victims of some form. And this is reported, like you said, reported form of physical violence or by an intimate partner in their lifetime. And then they say 30% and 50% of transgender women will experience domestic abuse in their future. And that's another big thing too. I mean, I don't know how many stories. It was like, I think it was last year, the year before last. Do you remember when you just kept hearing every other month a transgender male was getting killed?
I think that has more to do with hate crimes than domestic abuse. However,
but it's a lot. Let me tell you something. This is the thing. Some of those, because see, they sweep that under the rug because they're trying to, a lot of times, because transgender are trying to get more of a positive publicity for their movement. A lot of things like that is slept out under the rug. Because I was speaking to somebody from the LGBT community and they were saying, you know, a lot of times the victims in their community is never seen as much because they don't want it out and exposed. So now, because that kind of like gives like the green light for other people to abuse them. You follow what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're being abused by your own. So how can you complain about anybody else?
Wow.
So you hear that. That's a fight there. I have a friend who is a transgender, and they was telling me about one of their friends that had partner killed them. And I'm thinking this only happened to straight people. It happens to the transgender community as well.
Same thing
in the LGBT. So
they have a higher rate of domestic abuse. There's a higher rate
of
domestic violence in that community. So male, female relationships are often complicated by domestic abuse. And that has a lot to do with whatever triggered them to get into that lifestyle. Because that lifestyle is hard.
But you know what? A lot of those people in that community, they have deep rooted in a lot of trauma, unhealed trauma. So when you're having trauma and then you're being triggered because they already deal with enough just being who they are or trying to express themselves. Then on top of that, a lot of the family members, because I know a lot of people my mom's hairdresser who was a friend of the family when we grew up. He, and rest in peace, Marcus. It was so weird because this is back in the early, like I would say 90s, and he died of AIDS. I used to watch how many times people would try to, dudes would attack him. Things would happen to him and his friends. He would come and tell me crazy stories, tell my mom all these stories that was going on. I used to make mixtapes for him. And I used to hear about it. And I didn't think it. I'm like, you know, I'm thinking that they were peaceful because I don't know about the LGBT community at that time. I'm a DJ. That wasn't my thing. I was in the other side of the fence, so I didn't know. But when he started telling me that, man, listen, they go through so much and it's common. It's so common. It's just shocking. And when we talk about domestic abuse, people have to understand that domestic violence impacts every community, not just the straight community, the LGBT community. It affects everybody in every community, and it affects people of all genders, races, and sexual orientations. Anyone can experience or participate in domestic violence. Anyone can perpetrate or be, you know, a victim of domestic violence. It's not this. So there's no, this is just for the heterosexual community, or this is just for the transgender community. This is just for women, or this is just for men. Everybody can be a victim.
And
domestic abuse is all around.
That in the urban, even though you highlighted the urban community, a lot of domestic violence cases are reported in the suburbs and rural areas.
Of course.
They are further out. They're away from people. So most of the times, the victims don't even have the ability to come forward because they have to live up to a particular stereotype or ideology.
So you see a lot of those, and that's where we talk about those big cases of, like, Britney Spears' family. A lot of people didn't know. It's a lot of the Disney stars that was domestically abused. And I'm so proud of what happened because she's finally faced, you know, her family and exposed it. Did you hear about what happened with Britney Spears and how her parents and all of them used to domestically abuse her?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do. It's so common. My point is, it's so common all the time that you hear it. And even like Halle Berry, she said she was raised in a home of violence. She said she would watch her mother get beaten, kicked and hit with wine bottles. And, you know, she saw the pain and fear, helplessness her mother endured. And then she said even later on, she started even dealing with the same thing when she was used to, you know, I think they said she was an adult entertainment, exotic dancer. I'm not sure. Allegedly, they said even in her early stages of her career from dancing on time, she was a victim many times. And a lot of times, the problem when you grow up and you see this as a child, it's normalized. I've seen people who don't complain or don't report it because they're saying, and they'll make, because when I say normalized, they become, the abuser become the victim. And they'll say, well, you know, the reason why I did that was because I was hit as a child, or I did that. It was like even the Chris Brown story. Remember, the reason why they said he hit Rihanna was because he watched his mom get abused. And so it allegedly, so it's like that some of the victims become the abusers. And it becomes a cycle of abuse. So allegedly, like I said, allegedly, I don't know, and I'm not sure about the story, but that's the story that the spin that everybody was talking about. You heard the same thing, Africa?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that Rihanna also grew up in a house of turmoil as well. So their relationship was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. It was really toxic. But then there's a lot of other people, like Charlize Theron, the actress. She said she witnessed a lot of violence during her childhood in South Africa. From her family. Patrick Stewart. Now, I didn't even see this one. That's the one who plays Captain Kirk. The old man who plays Captain Kirk. But he said that, yeah, he said that he witnessed the repeated, you know, seen repeated violence against his mother. So he watched that growing up. And like you said, what we were talking about, Rihanna, Tyler Perry, he witnessed this stuff. That's why his plays were so explosive, because he said he took a lot of the stories for his plays from real life experiences.
Right.
That he's seen or that his family went through. When we talk about different communities, April Hernandez, she experienced the same thing. My girl Debbie Morgan from All My Children with the Deep Dimples, she went through the same thing. Watch her father kick down his mother down the stairs and getting choked his mother with his pole, her mother with a pole. It's just so many horrific stories. We can go on and on talking about it. I mean, I can go for days for it, but you see this all the time. Entertainment business, a lot of times people support some of these fools, these abusers. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times you see a lot of victims, and it depends on how much money a person has or what's going through the tables and with the media, it can be turned. Because remember back when R. Kelly, in the beginning, when abusers were speaking out and they were talking about it, everybody was shaming the abusers. You know, she probably wanted it. Da 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 da. It really wasn't nothing until the evidence came out, because R. Kelly had hush money. And that's the same thing as, what's the guy who went in, film producer? Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, Harvey Weinstein.
He had Hollywood shook. And they said there were so many reports, not just rape, but of domestic abuse from that big guy. They said it was crazy. But again, he had money for it to go away. And I'll give you a new one that we support. This toxic. Blueface, Christian and Blueface.
I don't know.
Both of their families came from domestic abuse.
Okay.
You see him and her fighting on TV like it's nothing wrong. Hell, we know the story back in the days of what happened with, I hate to say it, but Biggie and Lil' Kim.
Right. Why would you hate okay. to say it? Like, first
well,
of all,
because
we know that in the 90s, people like Casey from Jodeci was an abuser. He abused Mary J. Blige.
Mary.
Case abused Mary. It was like Mary was just a target. Foxy's been abused. Kim's been abused. So we knew the stories. Pun was an abuser.
But that goes to support what I was just saying earlier, that this is common and it was always in the community, whether it be the entertainment community. Yeah, Of course, because the reason we talk about it, but then this is the thing you got to remember: in the urban community, there's also a different retrospect when it comes to justice in the urban community. It's not the same. There's been so many reports of domestic abuse, of rape, of violence, and what they say is, "Hey, that's a culture. That's where you live at. That's normal." You guys shouldn't be reporting it. Deal with that, because I hate to say it. Our police was beating the hell out of us. So who do we go to when the people we're supposed to go to help us? Exactly. You know, they're the ones beating us as well, too. So that's why a lot of people, because they're still in 2024, we still have distrust with police. There's no parent that doesn't have, rich or poor, that doesn't have to talk to their child in regards to police.
That have to have these conversations, because I can guarantee you the Caucasians are not having the same conversations that we're having with our children in regards to the police.
Well, I would say this, correction. Caucasians are in upper class, don't have it, or middle class, but there's a lot of poor whites that have to have that conversation as well, too, because they're just as targeted. They're targeted just as much as black young males, because you got the whole meth epidemic now and all this is going on. So they don't want to portray that or push that out. Of course. That is true. That is true. So like you were saying, it's so many different, even in our song, I don't know how many songs that we have that portrays this. If I catch my girl doing this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's all throughout. You can track a lot of the hip hop songs. And it's the same thing in rock music. Same thing. It's not a genre thing. I've heard people say it's been. So I just don't want people to typecast and just think it's just in hip hop. It's all across the board.
So I wanted to make sure that we clarify that. But one of the other things
No, I said it's more prevalent in urban areas. That's what I'm stating. It is prevalent. And what I was saying, it's a mindset and that they try to push and they try to, a mindset they're trying to typecast us with. When you think of urban people, you think of urban, violent, aggressive, attacking. That's how they portray us. Every time, for example, when you listen to the news, it can be a story, okay? And for the shooters, like for the all these guys that walked in and was shooting up, there's been so many in the past, just 2 years of white men walking into places, shooting them up. The rifleman in Buffalo who went in and just shot all those people for no doggone reason. The other guy who just shot up the school just a month ago. This happens all the time. But what happens is when it's us, the narrative has changed. If it's a black person, all that terrorist, that aggressive, that thug. White person, oh, this person was mentally unstable. Oh, it was, and they changed the narrative.
And this is why it's imperative to use the right words when having these conversations, because vocabulary is important.
I agree.
Talk about the same issue and use different verbs and or nouns to describe the situation.
And it can be changed.
Two different things.
Of course, of course. But like I said, I'm going to stick to my guns when I say that this is common in urban areas. Well, I'm not saying that it has.
Because when we think about, and the reason why I say this is because it happens in the upper middle class and the middle class.
It happens everywhere.
And the reason I say this is because there are certain ideologies that people stick to. Like women are supposed to be seen and not heard. Women have a place. These are all ways that people manipulate and control the lesser sex or the sex that isn't contributing to the household in regards to financially. Like they might be, their paycheck might be lesser. And it's not necessarily just a woman. It can be a man. If it's a woman that's a high earner and the male earns less, there are levels of emotional and there are levels of emotional abuse. And all of that is a part of domestic abuse. So let's not just say that it's prevalent in the urban community. It happens throughout. Again, most people don't report it or don't acknowledge it because they have to go ahead and maintain that persona.
There's no overall 16.1% of women reported any IPV, like we're talking about domestic abuse. Right. Women in urban areas, 15.5%. In large rural towns, 13.5% reported the lowest prevalence of any IPV. Right. Whereas women in small rural towns reported the highest. Right. And that's the point that I'm making. 22.5. That's what I'm saying. 22. Well, we're saying the same thing, just differently. 22.5%. Okay. Followed by women in isolated rural areas. And that's the same thing where you're talking about these people that live out in the farm, these trailer camps, this trailer parks, this like kind of like cut off a community, people that's living, like when you say like those real small towns, that's what I'm talking about, and that small town mentality. And that's my point, that there's a mentality to come with it. And my point I'm making is, you see it so common in those areas, just like the same thing as violence with gang violence and different things like that. You see it in those areas. And when you see towns that are plagued by gang violence and stuff like that, you're going to see a lot more of domestic abuse because you have it's a violent area. It's a violence, aggressive mentality. I'm not to say that in suburban areas that don't go on. Actually, it goes on more, but it's just never reported.
Right.
That's the point I'm getting at. Those areas, it happens all the time, but it's never reported because it's a certain look. They do not want to break the status quo. How dare you find out that your main senator or your councilman been beating the hell out of his wife, or case in point,
to get away with it.
But that's the point I was getting back to what we were talking about. Police, it's the same thing. Do you know that in domestic abuse, and this has been studied, that in domestic abuse cases, there's more police wives abusing their women? Same thing. This is why I'm talking about a mentality. People from the military, they come home. A lot of them have a PTSD abusing their wives.
Right.
So, I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying these are all cases. These are the outcomes of being put in certain areas where it's not reported. First of all, people are scared to report that. A wife don't want to report her husband in service because he can get kicked out of the military. There goes.
You have retaliation from the brotherhood or the community of
police. Of course.
And that can be both male and female.
Of course. That listen, again, if there's no sex to it with domestic abuse. Right. So we said that earlier, even in the service. But so when it comes to the United States military armed services, most people don't report it. And sometimes when they do report it, it's thrown under the bus. How many stories you see where people died, where the woman was raped in the military? There was a movie about it where a young lady, she was raped in the military. She was an outstanding officer. She was a pretty girl. She was Hispanic. They actually, her commanding officers and a few of his friends raped the girl. She tried to report it. 2 months later, came up missing, gone. And, you know, in military, it's even worse because if you're in another country, who's to report?
Right.
And especially if it's your superiors that's doing it to you. Who do you go to?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're trapped. And even when you say about what urban areas, the reason why a lot of us do not report back, like I said, because if you living in a gang culture and that lifestyle, or you're in an urban area, matter of fact, the biggest way I can say this, Africa, that's going to shut it down. What's the one thing that we're known for in the Black community it's been in the news lately? Matter of fact, Tekashi 6ix9ine went on it. They had the whole case. What's the one thing that we talk about?
What? Snitches get stitches?
Okay, boom, snitching. So there's a lot of times you'll see things. I don't know how many times that people have witnessed things in the Black community, and we don't talk and we don't tell because that'll be snitching.
Well, it's also passed down through generations, and I
of course
that because if you remember The Color Purple, I think the character that played Della Reese, I don't remember, but Oprah's character. The son was told by the mama, you need to beat her.
Yeah.
Because that was what they knew and they understood. So a lot of these things come from learned behavior. It's what you experience.
But that's prevalent and all type of areas, not just, and the reason why I'm gonna hit you. Now, we don't want to push that because that's a narrative that's been drawn out. And me as a Black man can't stand it because it's always the Black men who abuses Black men. No, there's plenty. No, but listen, you don't agree, but I'm just saying, but we careful when we push out because there's so many movies that portray the Black stereotypes when it comes to men with pimps.
Let's not do that. They've been saying that.
Yeah.
It's always the male should reprimand the woman if they get out of quote unquote line. It's
because that comes,
and this is not just African American home. This is just America in general. When a woman should be heard, should be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. That is not an African American thought.
No.
American belief.
Well, that's definitely, and that's not even American. That's a European thing. Let's start off with that. Because that started from that. Because when we say Americans, American Indians started the country here. And that wasn't what they was founded on, beating their women. That was brought from here, from the European culture. Let's say that the conquer, the man, the he-man, bravado, woman, you know, follow, listen to what we're saying. This is my way or the highway, all those things. We can go on with a whole bunch of them.
That the colonizers that came to America, they were kicked out of Europe because they were uncouth.
Of course, but listen, but see, that's a whole nother conversation. But let's start off. We can go back as far as cavemen. What did cavemen do? Drag the woman by the head.
Right.
Okay, so it goes back for caveman mentality. Things, when I talk about the urban area, and the reason why I say the urban area, because let me break down this fact to you. Drugs, alcohol, stress, and mental illness are the leading causes of domestic abuse, of domestic violence. While drugs, alcohol, stress, and mental illness can be factors in an abuser's life, it certainly can be made an abusive, it can make an abusive situation more complicated. These are the things, they don't cause it, but those are the things that triggers. Right. That make things happen. And what they'll say too, a lot of times what you see different myths of abusers, you know, a lot of the abusers are just out of control and need anger management, like all of them. And that's not true for all, because everybody don't come from a rural beginnings. Everybody don't. It's a mental thing, because some people, you get people, it's rich people who are filthy rich, who are super abusive and super violent. Violent don't have nothing to do with where you come from. It's not about where you come from. The reason why I sit in rural areas because and when you grew up in inner cities, that's the discarded part of America. You don't have rights. When things happen, there's no justice. A lot of times people, whether they're getting raped, whether they're getting domestic abuse, whether it's crime, violence, where somebody broke in their home, situations that people turn the other eye because, hey, it's not them. I can't explain how many times you've seen things happen and or rural parts of towns, it's ignored, but then in the community. I'll give you a case in point. Just simple things. When you talk about, like, let's say there's a broken street. You go into areas right now that you grew up as a child when it's an urban area where the streets are still beat the hell up the same way in any other rural town. Now, you go to suburban area. If you see one broken road, that road is fixed within months or a year. Things happen in those areas because they're saying, well, those are the ones that pay taxes. So it's a mindset that goes on there. So a lot of things were discarded. A lot of people in urban areas are often discarded. That's why a lot of abuse is thrown under the table. No one cares. Case in point, you can hear of a horrific story. Emmett Till, look at his story. The woman lied on him. The young boy got mutilated in front of the whole town so bad that they didn't even want to open up the casket, but they kept the casket open to remind people just how horrific it was. We talked about even from picnics, from back in the slavery for picnic. So the point is, they were used to doing that. So if they was that hateful and they could do that to a child, imagine what they were doing to their wives going home. Right. Imagine what they were doing. But the problem is, there's a different form of justice. Now, the reason why I brought up Emmett Till was this. You see, if that same thing was a white kid, do you think that outcome would have been the same?
Of course.
Do you think that people would have not been listening? And that's the point. That was the most horrific thing done to a young black male. And it was totally discarded. Still to this day. The funny thing is, you see, what was it? Bill Cosby didn't do nothing. No, he was bad. But he didn't do no Emmett Till. But the problem is, look at it. And this was years later. What did they do? They threw him in. And it doesn't matter how old he was. That woman is still walking around here free.
Right.
Free,
right.
Free. And we all knew she lied. She stated it. So that's what I mean by when I was saying that it's thrown under the bus and it's a different form of justice when it comes to. And I hear you. I'll say a statement that my mom, Professor Tarkus Odinga used to say to me in school. He would say, there's never justice. It's just us.
Right. I've heard that.
And that's one of the things that we have to understand. So getting back to domestic abuse again, you guys have to remember that another lie is domestic violence means physical abuse. It's not always physical. It's mental abuse as well. While physical abuse can be one way that a control and maintain a power, it does not occur in every abusive relationship. It's usually the only form of abuse that's, you know, that's reported. But there are other ones, emotional abuse, right. Financial abuse, sexual abuse, isolation, threats, intimidation, all forms of domestic violence happens, but we only talk about the violent part of domestic abuse. Like, I had a friend who would always, and he was an abuser to his girl, and it really bothered me. Every time she would say she wears something, oh, I don't like that. That don't look good on you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Every last one of us witnessed somebody that's like that, to talk about that. That's abuse too. I mean, it's a lot of domestic abuse with kids growing up.
We often sit by and allow it to happen. Very few people stand up for the abuse.
You just proved my point that I was saying earlier in the conversation with the urban areas. Wow, that part, we allow it.
Urban areas, like, I've seen it.
No, but I've seen it, but I'm not saying it. I never once said it was just in urban areas. I'm saying that it's prevalent, that it's normal, it's normalized. Every kid I know have seen it. Every kid in urban, there's not one kid in urban America who have not witnessed in some shape, form, or fashion in life, domestic abuse. Not one. You're going to see it. And the problem is we see it early. Because it's far too common. And I'm not saying for in our households that's the norm for every person is black. I'm saying it's a norm in a rural, in urban areas, because when you have drug dealers, when you have violence, you have prostitution. Look at all the things that happen in these areas that's so common. Human trafficking is so common. That's why if you notice in urban areas, how many of these young kids you seeing on these posters?
Well, the reality
that are black.
The reality is most of the time they don't even make it to the posters because nobody's looking for them.
And see, and this is, I'm so happy. And this is why we talk about these things. And this is why I thought this would be such a great topic for our listeners. And they say, if a victim don't leave, it must not be that bad. A lot of times people think that people who, oh, he really ain't do something, or she not really not doing much because the person's staying. And what people don't realize is that the abusers are narcissists. And what a narcissist do, a narcissist mentally can make you think, some of them are there so damn good that they can make the abused look like the abusers are the victims. Right. And abusers are, they made me do it. I'll give a case in point. What's that guy? It was a guy who was a big YouTuber. Okay, Derek Jackson, big time narcissist, dogged his wife out right there on YouTube. He had a show, and the funny, he was getting paid to tell people what he was doing, all the things that he was doing. And he was saying, if a man does this, so if you see a man do this, then run, because a man, da, 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 da. And he was talking about it. Come to find out, he was doing the same thing to his wife. His wife spoke up on it. And she said she was so abused mentally that she was studying the women that he was sexually abusing her with. She was also, and a lot of women didn't feel sorry, because what happened was when he was doing it and shaming the people, she came on the show supporting him as a wife. And people were saying, well, she shouldn't have did this. But what people don't realize is you don't know what that woman was going through. This guy's a big, big bulk dude. He could have been beating the crap out of her. You don't know. Right. And he's living with her. And I found that the reason how I knew the guy was a creep was when they did that video, she was wearing a shower cap. He made her look horrible and first of all, no man who loves a woman is going to let their right hand side look crazy in public when you're a figure. You're going to want your woman to look as good as you do, because, and that's another thing too. If you're with somebody and they don't want you to look your best or be your best, run for the hills. That's a red flag. That's a huge red flag. So that was one of the things that struck me as abnormal when I saw that broadcast where, you know, he was talking about it. When he got busted, he had her on there. She was looking crazy. I mean, did you see the picture, Africa? Or do you know who I'm talking about?
I saw it. I know who you're talking about.
Do you see how horrible she looked? Do you see how he made her look? Mm-hmm. It's a million memes about her. About how she was looking. And I'm not saying that to destroy, but if you see her now after she's came out and she's confessed and she talked about how she was abused and what was going on, she don't even look like the same woman.
Yeah, because you find your stride.
But it's not just find your stride. The difference is that when you wake up that's why if you notice a lot of times the people who were domestically abused, what do? They get in a lot of modeling. They get, you know, face and body work done. And this has been, you see this a lot. This is common. where people who would be abused. Matter of fact, there used to be a show called Jenny Jones, where the girl was, the kids were the models and people was abused as a child, where they was dealing with abuse, you know, from their father was abusive, their mom was abusive, their schoolmates bullied them. And then they say, look at me now. You called me ugly, this back then. Look at me now. And so it's common. Narcissists, what do? They tear down your self-esteem. So that's why they talk about your looks. They talk about your achievements. They talk about anything. I can tell you, I was a victim of a narcissistic abuse, you know, and when I was younger, I was a victim of domestic abuse. As a child, I seen it, but I thought it was common because when you're growing up and you don't know no better, you see things, it's normalized. And this is why discussions need to be, there needs to be more discussions on stuff like that, because you don't see it. I don't care who it is, you'll see things that happen. And the problem when it comes to us, we don't talk because there's two factors. One, you don't talk in an urban area, because most families say, what's the statement you hear? And it's not just in the urban area, this is period. Most families, notice I said families. What happens in the family stays in the family. We don't discuss it out. We don't discuss it. You know, have you ever heard that before, Africa?
Yeah.
So what they do is they do that, and they use that as a platform so they can manipulate and still abuse people. That's a abuser's playground. You being isolated. And then as a child, who do you go to and talk to? Who do you tell? I'll never forget when I had got abused. I went to tell in the family, and it was like, nah, you can't be talking about that. Let's keep that under wraps. So you go from that. And then I've seen that happen with a few of my friends that went through it, everything. And then that's what changes people and turn people. That's why a lot of people become, you either become a victim or become a victor. And what I mean by that is I'll give you a case point that, and it's sad. And that's the reason why a lot of these people become abusers too, big time. DMX, his story. He was abused as a child. He states it. He tells you about what happened when he was a child and how he went through it. Even in certain parts, Tupac even said it himself. He went through some of the stuff himself, him and his sister. You see it happen with Jada Pinkett. Remember, she said she talked about she went through it. Will Smith, he talked about he went through it in his book. It's common. This is not nothing new. You hear that all the time. But again, I would say people, the biggest thing is seeking help. And then also seeing the signs of a narcissistic individual. Because a lot of times we give it. And I'll tell you the early warning signs, I'll give you just a few. It's, I would say, isolation. We talked about that, which basically the abuser manipulates you into giving up your friends, your activities, your hobbies, your loved ones, anything outside of the relationship, because they want to isolate you. That way they can have more control of who you go and who you see and what you do. And unpredictable anger spurts where, you know, they get irrational. You know, it's always mistrust and it's ownership type deal. You got to run from that. When they're monitoring you, when they're putting GPS trackers on where you're going everywhere. This is happening. Jealousy. So jealousy that if somebody even look at you, I've seen women who got into it they wasn't even flirting, the person gave them a compliment, they said thank you, and the guy's ready to kill her, and vice versa, where women get mad at the same thing. So it's not a sex thing. Let's be clear. It's not a sex thing. It's not this jealousy is jealousy. And it can, a woman, a man, a boy, a girl can have it. It doesn't matter what sexuality you is. And it's funny, you said something earlier that we want to talk to. A lot of that comes from, when you said from the urban society, culture comes from religion too.
Yeah.
Religion has created the most abusers anywhere. Think about it here.
To justify their,
and they weaponize it.
Right. And that's they weaponize it. Religion has always been a tool used to persuade people to do as you want. They've been able to bend the words.
King James Bible, King James.
It was
okay, and he should have never been listened to in the first place. How in the hell is people following a religion or following a guy who created a Bible and who also is the father of Masonry, who also wrote it's a book of devil worship, of Satanism. So you can't worship two masters.
Right.
How can you worship the devil and worship God at the same time? And then when you look at Masonry, it's a form, they worship symbols. But then the thing is, when you go back and you say here, what religion and what God says you're not supposed to follow symbols.
You're not supposed to worship false idolatry.
Bingo. So here's where, bingo. And then let's take it that the Bible that we've been taught with is not the Bible that was even originated that we're supposed to even be following. Let's start even there. Let's start that. That's why if you notice in every, and I don't know if, and I'm a, I hope I enlighten some people here. If you notice when you go to all the black communities, what Bible you see in the churches? King James. Now, you know, it's the craziest thing that I don't understand why, how it can happen. How do we got a King James Version in black churches when King James Version is the Bible that that the white KKK have used and said, this is why, and this is what started their religion. And this is their Bible, not ours. Right. It's the Bible that they use in slavery. Right. That's the Bible that we came. That's why you see only in the King James Version, you see slaves obey your masters. And there's tons of references for slavery in the King James Version. So that Bible was meant to program us and see us. And that's why, if you notice, when I said we're being programmed, you can go to any urban community. And that's why I say, because it's only in urban communities. I can't make this up. You can go down in any urban community and you'll see in a 10-mile radius, 10 or 20 churches. And it's normalized. You go to the suburbs, you don't see a church for miles and miles and miles. For maybe 5 to 10 miles, you may see one church to the next. It's not common when you see a church on every corner. You go into black communities, the church is chickens, church is upside down, church is, you know what I'm saying? It's a million one churches. And they preach this thing. So that's why I said, because it's taught to us. We're programmed with that. Because we're taught, because even abuse was common in areas because we were taught that. Okay. A lot of black people, even when it was abusing, you know, it wasn't even child abuse in the kids because they didn't know how to beat their kids from back in the days. If you look at it, a lot of way back, and I'm talking about my grandma used to tell me back in the early 40s and 50s, the way they used to beat their kids was crazy. It was like torture.
Right.
But again, these were people who were former slaves.
And that is why.
And what the slave master conditioned them.
Have a different understanding of discipline and behaviors. And, you know, when we talk about your mother, my mother, or grandparents, they were,
of course,
twice or once removed from slavery. My mother was once removed from slavery.
But see, you just, that's why I love you, Africa. And this is what I was saying. That's my whole point of what I was saying earlier. That part right there, that's what I'm getting at. It's been engraved in with us. And again, remember, we was taught this through what? Religion.
Yes, we're indoctrinated.
Let's look at you said that movie. What's the movie again? Whoopi Goldberg, the one you were saying earlier? Color Purple. What's in it? Religion.
Yes.
How he was talking about, the granddad was talking about religion. Yeah, you better have your wife obey, make the bad. The good book says the man is the king.
Right.
Come on. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. So this is my point, what I was saying, and that's why I was saying, and it was pushed on us. Now here's the great groundbreaking point that I'm going to break out too. Guess where it all stemmed from? That one letter, the Willie Lynch letter, the programmed slave that taught us how we would do. And that's why we're still carrying it on to date. It still works to date. We weren't taught that, but then it's also taught in a lot of the cultures through religion, whether it's the African culture, because you see that a lot of time in Africa, and a lot of the stories you hear, a lot of that happening. You see a lot of that happen in Hispanic culture, time to time. So this is not just a black thing. And when I say rural area, I'm talking about right now, especially in America right now, because there's no more rich, middle class, poor.
Right.
They're rich and poor. We're rich and poor now.
Okay.
They destroyed the middle class. They're taking us out. The middle class is going out. It's becoming extinct. So that's the point I was getting at when I was, you know, when we talk about the areas. And see, and this is why I love having these conversations and debate with you, because our audience get to hear all sides of the spectrum. They get to see different things from another perspective, because being individuals, we always have a different light of how you, especially you being a woman, you experience things, and me being a guy, I experience it. Even me being a guy is a total different experience than what you've experienced growing up, but we have similarities, a lot of them.
Right.
I'll say this too, when a person shifts the blame, when people give you unrealistic statements or unrealistic demands, run from. Again, I said this before, people have been there possessive, because most abusers are possessive. And that's one of the biggest signs you see. If you see that, run for the hills. Boundaries. Abusers don't respect boundaries. And then, you know, and you see this all the time. If you see signs of emotional and verbal abuse, if your partner can attempt to control what you wear, how you style your hair, what you eat, if your partner humiliates you in front of others, instead of complimenting you, they're putting you down. Or if somebody tries to compliment you, they try to deteriorate that compliment or lessen that compliment. If your partner tells you that you're lucky to be with them and that you'll never find someone else better, and you're the only time you're worth is when you're with him or with her, run. If your partner damages your belongings to your home, throwing, you know, punching walls, tearing up your stuff, flat slashing your tires, smashing your windows, because this is how guys get it too. And you hear it all the time. How many times think about it. How many times you hear some chick then slash some dude's tire or broke their window? It's normalized. Cardi B said it in her songs. Right. I'm slash your tires. You know what I'm saying? It's normalized. Again, it's normalized in these societies, and that's why we don't pay attention to it or look at these signs and take these signs seriously, because we've seen it too much. And then also, you want to look at another thing too, like we just said about if somebody's telling you, it's, you know, the type of abuse is so many ways. They could be telling you things. It could be verbal, like we said. A lot of people don't report that. Financial, reproduction, coercion. Where somebody said, like, say if a woman can't have kids or a guy can't have kids, and they're just lessening them and dogging them out too. You got abuse from that. Digital. How many times you hear about cyberbullies? How many cases have came up in the past few years since the internet been started with cyberbullies? We just talked about the stalking with the GPS. We said that on there. But the most common ones is physical, sexual, emotional, and verbal. And that's why the other forms of abuse, it's not discussed, because a lot of the abuse, the system needs to be changed. Because I don't know how many times you hear women who've been raped or have been beat and the guy walks away, he gets a slap on the wrist. Or the girl gets a slap on the wrist.
These are, you know, considered lesser crimes, and it only becomes criminal when someone loses their life.
I'll say this too. It's only lesser crimes if it happens to us. Let a police captain's wife get raped by somebody else other than him, if he's not the abuser. Justice is swift.
Right.
Let a politician's kid get raped and it's not happening inside the home. Justice is swift. A judge, justice is swift. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this? It's a community.
Again, that goes back to, it's not a race thing. It's a class thing. It has a lot to do with.
Of course. I'm not saying it's a race thing. I've never said it was a race thing. I said that it happened in rural areas. Right. And I said it's common. I've never once said it was a race thing. If you notice from my earlier statement, I said it doesn't, domestic abuse doesn't matter your race, sexuality, or your of your culture. Not just your culture, race, your sexuality. Those are the two things I'm talking about. Yeah, because I talk about the trans. So it doesn't matter whether what color you are, where you from. It's the same. It's just like obesity. It's no, every nationality has somebody that's obese. Every nationality has somebody that's domestically abused. Every nationality has somebody that's in a rape culture. It's just promoted and market it in the media where they dictate and only push it out and talk about a certain clique that's doing it. Just like when you hear violence, you always hear violence happening in the, it's reported. Like, for example, if something happened and a black person does it, it's national news. Okay? Harvey Weinstein was quiet. Bill Cosby, it was everywhere on every cover. Harvey Weinstein, you didn't see as much coverage.
Right.
You see as much cover. And that's the point I'm getting at. So it goes back to what we said earlier, not justice, just us.
Now we are coming to an end. So
now we want to go to the solution. The solution.
Right.
Solution is right here. Basically, do not let people isolate you. You are not alone in this. Tell somebody when you're going through it. Have hope. There is a way out. I don't care how drastic and how crazy it is. There's a way out. And then I'll tell you, especially for people who feel like, even if you're not religious, the universe, God, or whatever, insert whatever you want here, even you want to talk to for family. If you're not religious, depend on your family. There is some people and some a way out. Know that you're a victim and that you don't deserve it, because sometimes what the abusers do is shame people into thinking that this is the reason why I do it. You did this. You made me so mad or whatever, whatever. And they use that. Understand this light at the end of the table, and not to be ashamed. That's one of the things. Do not be ashamed of that. Don't. And I think that one of the things what we can do too is we got to start listening without judgment, because sometimes when people say they're being abused, well, I wouldn't let that person do this to me or that. Listen, let people tell you what's going on. And the reason why a lot of these kids, it's so common with kids, is because a lot of the parents in some of the communities are not listening. So listen without judging. Let them know that you believe them. Support them. Support their decisions. You know, and then ask, what can you do to help? Because sometimes some people need help. They need other people because they can't get out. If an abuser is monitoring the phone and have a GPS tracker and the person can't speak, how can a person cry for help when they're being, it's like they're caged, they're in jail in their own home. So what you want to do is seek out support for yourself if you need it. If you're feeling overwhelmed, helpless, frustrated, angry, guilty as a victim, and you deal with domestic abuse, please, please contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-7233. Again, that's 1-800-799-7233. But first, start with somebody that you find, someone in your family, somebody around you can trust. If you can't trust nobody, there's nobody in your family, no friend, and nobody you can talk to, then please call the National Helpline. They'll find out for that. Please, we want to break this cycle, because most domestic abuse is, you know, it's been passed down from generation to generation for abusive behavior that's been tolerated that no one's went up against. So let's break the cycle. Break it. And again, if you see these red flags, extreme jealousy, or they're accusing you of flirting or cheating all the time, possessiveness, verbal abuse, bad temper, controlling behavior, isolating you again, like I said again, forcing you, oppressing you for sex, you know, sabotaging, you know, obstruction of your property. If they stop your ability to work or attend school or you're happening things in your necessary day-to-day life, please. Watch out. Please, please, please look at those signs. If you see them abusing other things, if they're abusive to your doggone dog and they beat your dog up and other family members and other people, you see them. Because a lot of times I've seen people who became victims watch other people that was victimized. Right. How many times you see somebody in a relationship say, oh, he would never do that to me, or she would never do that to me. And they'll see the person beat somebody up and do something up, and they're cool with it until it hits home. So pay attention to the signs. Look at it. There's another one, Military One Source, because we talked about a lot of those people. And I want to say this for those people who are in the military, because that is such a huge thing that's been going on. And that's 1-800-342-9647. You have any other ones that you want to talk about, Africa?
No, actually, it's time for us to bring this to a close. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. In the year 1989, it was established as Domestic Violence Month. The color for that month is purple. So we're going to go purple in the month of October. And this here brings us to a close for season 26 with our guest host, Vibe.
No doubt. You know what it is. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm here with the one and only Africa Allah. Guys, again, thank you for joining us and listening to the show. It was great. And I just wanted to talk about it because we got to break these generational curses and these bad cycles that have been placed upon us. No matter who you are, where you live in, we can always, the next generation is always about achieving and doing better. This is one of the things, the way we can make our community and make our surrounding better by paying attention to stuff like this and breaking it, because it's too many people that's being abused. And you know the saying, hurt people hurt people. So it's a cycle. So in order for us to stop the cycle, we must discuss it, and then we must be vigilant in going against any form or facet of domestic or mental abuse, because these are things that are parasites and is destroying the community and destroying our world. We need to start, and I'll say this to go, and let's normalize love like we normalize hate and jealousy and violence. So instead of sex, drugs, and violence being the highlight of entertainment, let's start watching what we want, and let's start pushing more progressive and more positive things. That's it. It's official. You heard the whistle, man. Sorry, man. I got to show that love to y'all. Y'all know what it is. And subscribe.